Last week, a Republican congressman had a chance to ask questions at a hearing on the BP oil spill, and John Chimkus of Illinois said this.
I have 3,000 Facebook followers. I posed a question I'm going to get a chance to visit with you all today. I got 22 questions in response. We chose five of them.
Congressman Chimkus is a Republican, and his party has just ended a six-week new media challenge for House members.
Now, the Democrats are competing to see who can get the most Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube fans. In Majority Leader Steny Hoyer's office, Maureen Beach is the spokesperson for online media.
People, I think, were skeptical, but once people got into it, they really got into it.
Like Jared Polis, congressman from Boulder, Colorado. He upped the ante with his website, which features a tiny image of him walking across the screen.
Keep up with what I'm up to by signing up on this website to follow me on email, Twitter, Facebook, or YouTube, and sign up for our e-newsletter. Thanks for visiting, and enjoy your stay. Beam me up, Scotty.
So far, Democratic House members are claiming some 30,000 new followers and fans, and the GOP finished its contest with 40,000.
Sounds like a lot, although John Wunderlich is unimpressed.
I would put very little stock in those numbers.
Wunderlich is with the Sunlight Foundation, which advocates for social media in politics. He says people might unfollow or defan their members of Congress later.
But ultimately, if this results in a few more members doing a little bit better at setting up a two-way dialogue with their constituents, then I think that's worth its weight in gold.
Particularly ahead of this fall's election, members can't campaign through their official accounts, but
both sides have every incentive to say, we are connected to you, we're dynamic, we're continuing to figure out new and better ways to represent you.
There's another incentive, for the Democrats at least. Whoever gets the most followers by competition's end gets a prize.
A Twitter bird mounted on an old trophy stand. And you can, of course, follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.